Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
Welcome to the extra swipe, that thing that you join Patreon for. Now, this topic is all about long-distance relationships, and you also get the dating disaster. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now, do you know what? I want to throw in my topic. We're going to have a double topic.
Okay.
So, you don't know anything about this. So, we've brought in the age gaps. So, I'm thinking about bringing in... Do you want to read it?
Oh, my goodness. Long distance dating. That was my other topic for today.
Was it?
Well, yeah. If you didn't like my topic, I was going to tell you about long distance.
Wait, we're going to cover that one.
Perfect.
Because I think... We've both done long distance.
Yes, absolutely.
Mine a bit longer than yours, I think.
Mm-hmm. I dated someone that lived 3-hour drive away. But it was a very difficult relationship because my work is busier at the weekends. Mm-hmm. And that was his free availability. And I was more quiet during the week. And that was obviously when he was working full time. So it was quite difficult to manage that. And difficult to decide who was coming down to visit who. But part of it I secretly loved because I still had that excitement of, you mm-hmm. know, the weeks of not seeing them. And then when you go to see them, you're like, oh, this is so exciting. I've got so much to talk about. And because you've not seen them, it's that kind of feeling of you've missed them so much, you want them even more.
Yeah, no. Mine was a... 14-hour plane ride away.
Oh my gosh. Where did they stay?
They lived in San Diego.
Right, okay.
So, wow. Yeah.
That must be tough.
I got told off on last season. I got told off last season because when I went to meet them first, I ended up staying at their house. I didn't stay at a hotel. It was like literally we met up and I stayed there through the whole entire holiday.
Wow.
And then, Yeah.
That's a bit desperate, some... Phil.
Pardon?
That's a bit desperate.
It wasn't.
14 hours to see someone on a plane.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she came over here as well. So long distance, I think with long distance, there's got to be a lot of, well, it's got to have trust in the relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that's a definite with the long distance. You can't just all of a sudden, you've got to be trusting because you're not going to see them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to speak to them all the time. You're living in different places. And then again, if somebody lives just around the corner, I don't know. Do you need that same amount of trust? There's like a close distance relationship because the person living around the corner could be up to whatever. And it doesn't matter whether they're 3,000 miles away or 3 miles away, does it?
So. I guess, but if they live in the corner, you can see them more. You've got easy access to, you know, check if anything's wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got a friend who dates a guy who's in the Royal Navy, mm-hmm. and she actually loves it. He's away for long periods of time. She trusts him because he never actually gets off the boat. So she's like, I mean, there are times where they do dock, but... majority of the time they're on the boat, so
yeah.
And I mean, it is quite long years away, but she did say that's what's kept their relationship alive because she does trust him, and when he is back, they miss each other so much. It's almost like honeymoon stage all the time. And
yeah.
She's like, I never get rid of the butterfly. She's like, it's literally like almost like the first time she met him, she's getting it over and over again.
Yeah. See, I have a friend that's in the army and he's traveled all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard the exact opposite of some of the things that he's done. And I've been like, what? Like, mm-hmm. why have you done that kind of thing? And so, yeah. And I mean, it is. It's about the person. I think everything's all about the person.
Yeah.
And if you can trust them. I mean, with my long distance relationship, she actually cheated on me. And it was a strange one because I was going through a really, really bad time. I don't think long distance is for me. I mean, I don't want to see someone all the time, but I don't want one of those long distance relationships where it's like, oh yeah, I need to catch a plane to go see them. So what happened was I was in a bad place, and I actually ended up cheating. Felt really guilty for it after. Literally, next day on the phone, like, you know what? I've done something. I really apologize for it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I've done this, this, this. I feel really, really bad. And she turned around to me and was like, oh, yeah, I cheated on you like a few weeks ago and cheated on you a few times. And I was like, hang on. So why didn't you tell me? Like, you know I'm wrong for cheating, but
yeah,
if you'd have told me, technically I wouldn't have been cheating because I don't think I'm built for long distance relationships, like, or dating in that mm-hmm. way, because there is sometimes that you just want to cuddle or you just want something like that. Yeah. And
I totally agree with you. Again, it's back to that, down to the person. My friend that's going out with someone that works away, it's another person. She said that they see each other 3 months. So he's away for 3 months, comes back for 3 months. She can't wait to get rid of him after the 3 months of together, because she's like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
So she almost like loves it when he's away because she gets a bit of peace. But again, the 3 months they're together, she's like, it's just too much. So she said like she worries about the moment where he is back home for good, because she likes her space.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. It's always trying to think of things to keep your relationship alive and exciting.
Yeah. I mean, what would be, from you being in like long distance relationships or long distance dating, what would be your tips for it to like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So my tips would be, plan stuff. So plan things to look forward to in the future, whether that's like a concert or a trip away or an exhibition. So always have some things to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Also, I would say just communication, that whole key of communication. If you miss them, tell them you miss them. Or if you're struggling, you know, because you've not seen them for a while, let them know, and then you can find ways to just kind of perk each other up.
Yeah.
Or you can send each other with presents. That's quite cute, like surprise presents. I love that.
Or go back to letters.
Oh, letters. You know what, Phil? I would love that. I would love to receive a letter in the post that's not a bill. I would love that. Something that's not like, you owe me this amount of money.
Yeah, so if you're long-distance dating or in a long-distance relationship, especially since COVID's around, send a letter. Don't do an email. I know it's going to take a while to get there, but
A letter that could be like, my favourite things about you. List all the things that you love about them. Or it could be just want to say I'm thinking about you. Something really cute.
Yeah, see, I had a friend who, well, I say friend, it's someone that I was chatting to, and eventually I was meant to go out there, but that never happened. But what she did, she sent me, she lived in New Orleans, and she sent me a parcel of like stuff that you could only get in America, and like little things from like New Orleans and stuff like that, and Louisiana. And I opened it and I was like, oh, this is amazing.
It's sentimental. I love it. Very personal.
Yeah. Yeah, rather than a text message or a voice note or something like that. It's more, but yeah, I completely agree about planning something and having something planned in advance, because like you say, there's always that thing to look forward to. I mean, even if it's 3 hours away, like the person lives 3 hours away or thousands in a different country, it's that thing of, if you've got things planned for the future, then you know what's coming up, you can get excited about it together, you can enjoy it together. And it's, I think with long distance as well, it's probably about setting some time aside to actually have conversations, to actually sit down and FaceTime or do phone calls or stuff like that, because especially if there's time difference involved. I found that quite difficult.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, either meant me staying up late or getting up really, really early in the morning, and I was knackered.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, it'd be good to hear from listeners again on this topic about how do they keep their relationship exciting in a long-distance relationship. What do they do? What's their tips and tricks?
Yeah, yeah, because like I say, we don't have all the answers. We don't know. We can only talk from our experience. So,
and we're just nosy and want to find out what people say.
Yeah, yeah. We love you guys getting involved and dropping us messages about different episodes and different topics we're talking about. And yeah, like it's great because we learn more from you guys as well. So definitely either Instagram, you can email us. You can Instagram either of us, like Swipe Forever After or The Unhinged and Bumbled Up, and just let us know all about what you think about the episode and like if you've got any tips or tricks or anything like that.
Dating disasters.
This segment is called Dating Disasters because, let's face it, we've all had them. So now it's time to hear from our guest and hear what the worst date they've ever had is. Dating disaster. Right. Ooh. Here. Yeah, it's quite a long one. So right. So anyway. Onto my no-date dating disaster. I decided around a month ago to get back on Bumble and made a new profile. Have been on there for around 3 days and matched with a stranger. When we matched, it was around 11 p.m. at night and I had an early one the next morning, so I thought, I'll message them tomorrow. Anyway, the following day, I went to work and I was in a training session from 9 to 1. In the training room. Then I worked from 1 to 4 at a desk I checked into but never used before. She pretty much worked from home since COVID began. When I get home, I decided to message any matches I'd got before they expire, because on Bumble you've got a 24-hour. And I messaged a guy that I matched with at 11 the night before. He immediately responds with, "I was trying to make things awkward at work today, but you were never at your desk you were signed into." He quickly divulges we worked together and he'd come down to the desk I was checked into not once, but 3 times. And I asked if we knew each other, and he informs me he works at the IT service desk, hence being able to find out where I was checked into the office, and that we had spoken before and tried to gaslight me into thinking we'd met on several occasions. I inform him I rarely come into the office, if only ever for training, and that I'm confident we had never met. He tells me he knew we worked together before swiping on me, and that he decided to take a chance. I tell him I don't date colleagues and I wish him all the best with whatever he is looking for. He quickly agrees dating people at work is not worth the potential negative ramifications and we should still meet for a coffee as friends. As people have never met before, and it's like, let's meet up for a friend. Yeah. Following this, I felt sick to the stomach. This stranger had been hovering around my desk without my knowledge or consent, and I tell a personal friend and a colleague about the interaction. She suggests I notify HR as a non-complaint, so it's on record. I advise HR about this and ask if I'm cool with telling him I found his actions to be uncomfortable, and to inform him that no on the meeting up for a coffee at work or otherwise. So I make contact to do that. I politely tell him the above, let him know heads up, probably most women wouldn't be cool with rocking up to the desk, and wish him the best that I'll be unmatching. He quickly fires back and says, I shouldn't be rude on swipe-based apps if I don't want to match with colleagues, and that he is allowed to be at anyone's desk he likes due to working in IT, and that I had no right to be offended. To top it off, he informs me that he is coming to my desk to tell me, as we are colleagues, we should unmatch, and that no one would see him doing this in a safe space surrounded by colleagues as inappropriate. He then goes on to tell me if I discuss the matter with anyone, he will take legal action against me.
Oh my gosh.
Naturally, I blocked, showed HR the conversation, and he got sacked for using work systems to stalk women. Turns out I was not the only person he stalked at work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wrong on so many levels.
Oh, HR must be having a field day with that message.
What, like, what do we do?
I know. Wow.
That's, yeah, so much to take in. Like, so one, he matched with someone who he knew worked there. So, like, if they've never met, he must have seen her across the office when she came in for training, or have a look on the personal database, like...
So,
and then found out where she was sitting to go down there and to try and bump into her a few times. And then, and the fact that he's done it to plenty of people in the office as well, plenty of women. It's like,
I'd love to have known what he would have said when HR approached him. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall for that one.
He'd have probably made something up, but HR's probably looked at the computer and gone, oh, yeah, this has happened a few times before.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeez. Well, thank you for sending in your dating disaster.
Yeah, thank you.
And as always, I know we're saying this a lot this episode, but send in your dating disasters, because we love hearing all about them.
It makes us feel better, because I've been through so many, so it makes me feel that
I mean, you've
people...
got 30 in the book, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does. It always makes everyone feel better about their dating life. And do you know what? Now it's over and done with and passed, you can laugh about it.
That's it.
It's one of those, isn't it? What happened, and he shouldn't have done it. But do you know what? Loads of people are going to be laughing now because they're listening to this podcast and being like, how can somebody do that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be one of those cases where someone tells them, oh, you've been on a podcast?
Yeah.
And it's that thing again of, yeah, stalking women is the thing. Yeah. Nope, 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 nope. So, I think we've covered pretty much everything with our long distance dating and with our age gap. And it's been a bit of a surprise with topics that we don't know are coming. And it's just like literally off the cuff and going, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so if it made no sense, then we apologize, but I'm sure it does.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up, or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.